We're talking today with Tiffany Renee, currently the vice mayor of the city of Petaluma, seeking a second term on that city council. As you pursue a second time around, what's different for you?
I think what's different for me is that there were a lot of expectations that I had going into the first term in trying to accomplish goals that this economy has really made a challenge. And so being able to continue on with another 4 years will give me that time frame that I need in order to complete some projects that are starting to get underway.
What projects are we talking about?
Well, making sure that our city is financially stable. We've worked very hard over the last 4 years to make sure that our city can continue to provide the high quality of services that our residents expect. And then with things like the 101 widening, being able to ensure that the 101 is completed all the way down through the Novato Narrows. And I just came from a ribbon cutting today that is expanding the HOV lanes from North Petaluma up through Windsor, actually, all the way up to Windsor. And we need to continue to see that happening all the way through South Petaluma down to the Novato Narrows. Those kinds of issues are really important to people's quality of life and being able to stimulate the economy. Those kinds of projects, infrastructure projects, are what has allowed us to keep people employed over the last 4 years. And in this kind of economy, that's very important. It stimulates the local economy, and that quality of life is important and instrumental in getting people back to their families quicker. And for folks that have to pay childcare, you know, the less time they're on the bus or on the freeway is more money in their pockets that they need at this time.
So it's a case of reframing the expectations in terms of timeline, but not the goals.
Not the goals. We continue to plod along, and we've been able to seek funding for infrastructure projects at a time when it's been very difficult. But because of the economy, the bids have come in lower. And so being able to take bid savings from other projects and apply them within the county has been very important. And I want to continue to work on those issues so that we can meet those needs for folks.
And there's a fair amount of construction going on in Petaluma these days.
And we will continue to see lots of construction. September is going to be a challenging month for folks getting around town. But, you know, as they're sitting in a little bit of congestion while SMART is bringing its rails into town and while we finish the East Washington Interchange project and water mains on East Washington Street, you know, those kinds of things are keeping people employed. They're keeping our infrastructure maintained. And so they're good weights for people to have.
Every year you have to put together a new budget. It's not getting any easier.
It hasn't been. We really, I think, have achieved stasis and have been able to cut as much as we can. The challenge continues to be pensions and being able to see some kind of reform and having those stakeholders at the table, our labor unions, really leading that charge, because we need them at the table in order to make those kinds of lasting impacts that will help us to continue to maintain services. And we don't want to pit our services against our ability to maintain those social contracts with our unions. And so to be able to find that balance is going to be key over the next few years.
Incumbent Petaluma City Councilmember Tiffany Renee seeking a second term in November. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.